Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of February 7, 2009, I'm Anne Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers, Boxer has new forum. Senator Barbara Boxer from California will chair a new Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee on International Operations and Organizations, Human Rights, Democracy, and Global Women's Issues, her office announced on February 5th. It will be the first Senate subcommittee to include a specific global focus on women. Boxer said the subcommittee would address the overlooked issue of violence against women. Too often we turn our eyes away as women are persecuted, abused, and treated as second-class citizens, she said. But even the most conservative historians have noted that when women are given the freedom to live up to their full potential, society as a whole flourishes, Boxer said. Boxer also introduced the International Women's Freedom Act of 2009. Sponsored in the House by Representative Carolyn Maloney, the bill would establish a State Department Office on International Women's Rights, headed by an ambassador-at-large and a federal commission reporting to Congress and the President on International Women's Rights. More news to cheer this week. The European Court of Human Rights ruled on February 2nd that the free speech rights of Women on Waves, a Dutch reproductive rights organization, were violated by the Portuguese government in 2004, Radio Netherlands reported. Women on Waves sails a medical clinic ship to countries where abortion is illegal and provides women with onboard medical abortions. In 2004, the Portuguese government blockaded the ship and prevented it from entering Portugal. The incident influenced the nation's elections that year, and abortion in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy now has been legalized. Arizona State University paid $850,000 to settle a lawsuit from a former student who claimed she had been raped in her dorm room by a football player, the Arizona Star reported. The university did not admit liability in the case, and the football player was not convicted of rape, but under the settlement, a statewide safety office will monitor how three universities respond to sexual discrimination, harassment, and violence complaints. Pat Summitt, the legendary basketball coach of the University of Tennessee's Lady Volunteers, earned her 1,000th win on February 5th after the Lady Vols beat their University of Georgia opponents 73-43, the Tennessean reported. Summitt has only lost 187 games during her 35-year career. No other coach in NCAA history, woman or man, has achieved the 1,000-win milestone. Bonnie Newman, a Republican businesswoman in New Hampshire, was appointed to fill the Senate seat being vacated by Senator Judd Gregg, nominated to be Secretary of Commerce in the Obama administration. Newman is the 18th woman currently serving in the Senate. Her appointment increases female representation in the chamber from 17% to 18%. Robin Carnahan, Missouri Secretary of State, announced on February 2nd that she will run for the U.S. Senate seat, once held by her mother, Jean Carnahan. Jean Carnahan was appointed to the seat after her husband, former Missouri Governor Mel Carnahan, died in a plane crash while campaigning for the Senate in 2000. Although deceased, he won the Senate election. And now for the downside of news. Cheers! Needs of girls and women rise. Girls' education in developing countries for the first time received marquee attention at the annual World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland, the Associated Press reported. At a January 31st forum session, the World Bank Managing Director called for a $20 million effort to education and train girls in post-conflict nations. Gates Foundation co-chair Melinda Gates said a mind shift was needed among foundations and non-governmental organizations to adequately address the education needs and legal rights of girls. Girls are 70% of the 130 million children who do not attend school. The humanitarian needs of women and children are increasing around the world as emergency situations increased in 2008. UNICEF is seeking $1 billion in humanitarian aid to assist them this year. The funding request is 17% higher than last year's and reflects the intensified needs caused by unfolding cholera and economic crisis of Zimbabwe, as well as continuing conflicts in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Uganda. Emergency aid is sought for women and children in 36 nations. UNICEF estimates that the risk of hunger will increase for 50 million people by 2010 as a result of climate change. Over the next decade, 65% of those affected by global climate change will be women and children. More news to share this week. A lack of support for widows and women in Iraq has spurred Naval Al-Samarai, the nation's Minister of Women's Affairs, to resign, Reuters reported. Al-Samarai said she is frustrated with the lack of authority and resources to address hardships Iraqi women are facing, including the army of widows, unemployed, oppressed, and detained women, created by the war and sectarian violence. She was allowed to open only one office in the fortified Green Zone. An HIV-positive woman who claimed she was sterilized against her will has filed a complaint against Chile with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, the New York-based Center for Reproductive Rights announced. Known as FS, the woman claimed she gave birth at a state hospital and doctors performed a surgical sterilization without her consent because of her HIV status. The Pregnant Women Support Act, introduced into Congress by Senator Bob Casey on the 36th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, would establish life support centers to offer services to pregnant women, Reality Check reported. The centers would not be required to provide medically accurate information in their efforts to prevent abortion. Iran detained three more women's rights activists last week, Reuters reported. Authorities have detained 47 activists since 2006, the year that marked the beginning of the 1 million signatures campaign that petitions for equal rights for women. Also noted in the news this week, earlier this week, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the only woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, had pancreatic cancer surgery. The news opens up questions as to whether Ginsburg, 75, will remain on the court as long as she intended. She has consistently voted to uphold reproductive rights and women's legal rights as justice since 1993. These news briefs were compiled by Women's E-News. Jennifer Thurston is managing editor. Rita Henley Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found on the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anmara Iroh.